Welcome. This is the Origin Unknown Masterclass. Warp the Parallel Drum Layer in Ableton Live 12 for Modern Punch and Vintage Soul. It's a beginner DJ tools lesson that shows you how to take an existing drum loop, make a single parallel drum layer, warp that layer creatively, and process it with stock live devices so it gives both modern punch and vintage soul. Let's begin with what you'll build. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a parallel drum layer track copied from an existing drum loop, a single parallel clip split into two warp characters, beats mode for punch and texture or tones mode for vintage grain, a small parallel processing chain using only live stock devices, utility, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, compressor or glue, and a touch of reverb or echo. A simple workflow to automate or crossfade between the two warp characters for DJ-style transitions or drops. Lesson walkthrough. These steps assume you already have a 1-2 bar drum loop loaded in Live 12. You can work in arrangement or session view. A. Prepare the parallel layer. Select the original drum loop track. Duplicate it with Command or Control D. Rename the duplicate to Parallel Drum. Warp. Mute or remove any other processors on the duplicate so you start clean. We'll build the warp and processing chain from scratch on this track. B. Basic level and phase check. Drop a utility device first. Keep gain at 0 and width at 100% for now. If the duplicate is perfectly aligned with the original, warping later can cause phase issues. We'll add a tiny timing nudge later if needed. For now, leave it aligned. C. Clip warping strategy. Two characters in one clip. We want one parallel clip that can be both punchy and soulful. Because warp mode lives in the clip, split the clip into two contiguous pieces and set each to a different warp mode. Double-click the clip to open clip view and warp controls. Split the clip at a bar boundary using split or Command/Control+E. You should now have two adjacent clips on the same track. Select the first clip, the left half, and set warp mode to beats. In beats mode, set preserve to 1/16 or transients to keep attacks. Start with 1/16 for tightness. Uncheck loop if you don't want the slice to loop independently. If hits feel late or early, add warp markers and nudge transients by small amounts. For punch, try nudging the kick slightly earlier, around -8 milliseconds, and a slight advance on the snare of +4 milliseconds for a forward snare feel. Make tiny moves and listen. Select the second clip, the right half, and set warp mode to texture, or tones if you prefer a pitch content. In texture mode, try grain size between 16 and 40 milliseconds, flux around 10 to 30%. If available, use the Forment control subtly. Introduce gentle pitch or grain motion by small changes to transpose or grain sync. Avoid large pitch shifts. Loosen timing slightly by nudging some hits back by 10 to 30 milliseconds to add human swing and vintage feel. Play the track and loop across the split to audition the two characters. You'll hear the tight beat section and the smeared texture section. D. Blend the two characters. Smooth the transition between slices with clip fades or clip gain automation so the swap isn't abrupt. Alternatively, automate utility gain on the track to bring the parallel in and out when you need it. E. Add a parallel processing chain using stock devices. Put EQ8 after utility. High pass around 40 to 60 Hz with a steep slope to protect the low end. Optionally boost 200 to 400 Hz by a small amount for warm body. If the parallel becomes harsh, add a small shelf cut between 2 and 5 kHz. Add drum bus next. Use drive between 1 and 5, set frequency around 100 to 200 Hz, and adjust transient control to taste. Drum bus gives low mid weight and harmonic distortion. Add saturator for analog style color. Try the warm preset or set drive around 2 to 4 dB, enable soft clip, and keep output matched. Add a compressor or glue compressor. For heavy parallel compression, try a ratio of 6 to 10 to 1, fast attack, between 0 and 5 milliseconds, release around 100 to 300 ms, and a threshold that yields 6 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Remember, you'll blend this compressed, colored signal under the original. Add a small reverb or echo for context. Use a short plate or small room reverb with low wet, 5 to 12%. And pre-delay of 10 to 30 ms to preserve transients. Or use echo with a lo-fi flavor and low wet. Place a final utility at the end for gain and width control. Narrow width slightly to 85 to 95% for a vintage summed feel, or keep it wide for modern punch. F. Micro time offset and phase fixes if layering causes smearing or comb filtering. Nudge the clip by a few milliseconds. In arrangement view, use shift plus left or right arrow to shift in small increments or change the clip start offset. Small offsets between plus 4 and plus 12 ms often thicken the parallel without killing transients. To check phase, invert left or right phase in utility and compare. If inversion sounds thin, undo it and tweak timing or EQ. J. Final balance and DJ tool use keep the original loop as the primary source. Start the parallel around minus 6 to minus 12 dB under the main loop. Bring it up when you want impact. Automate the parallel drum. Warp volume or toggle devices on and off for DJ style punches, transitions, or drops. For example, bring the parallel in for a 1 or 2 bar snare roll to emphasize punch, then drop it out for a clean section. Export the processed parallel as a stem, or place it on a return to recall quickly in a live set. Common mistakes to avoid: warping too aggressively. Moves larger than about 30 ms generally sound unnatural. Make micro adjustments. Forgetting to high pass the parallel. Doubling sub frequencies muddies the low end. Using the same warp across the entire loop, you lose contrast. Splitting or using multiple clips creates character. Overcompressing. Too much compression and volume makes the drums flat. Treat the parallel as an accent. Ignoring phase. Identical loops with tiny timing shifts can cancel frequencies. Always check by inverting phase. Relying on Complex or Complex Pro for drums. Those modes are for full mixes or pitched material. Beats and texture slash tones are more musical for this use. Pro tips and practical notes: warp marker nudges are musical. Try advancing a kick by 4 to 12 milliseconds for a driving DNB feel. Delay a snare by 3 to 8 milliseconds for a laid-back pocket. Use clip fades on split edges to avoid clicks. Save the warped parallel as a preset clip or export a stem labeled parallel warp, punch slash soul for quick recall. For extra grit, add a small amount of redux after saturator with subtle bit depth reduction, or use Echo's lo-fi mode. It's usually better to prepare different clips with chosen warp modes than to automate warp mode in real time. Use the groove pool to extract a groove from a soulful break and apply a reduced amount to the parallel or main loop to add swing, without changing fundamentals. Live and DJ workflow ideas: two-track approach for live switching. Instead of one split clip, create two pre-warped parallel tracks, one tight, one grainy, and switch between them in session view. Dummy clip trick: use short clips that toggle device activators to enable or disable processing quickly. Map useful controls to MIDI, grain size, flux, drum bus drive, saturator drive, and utility gain. That lets you morph the sound in performance. Build an audio effect rack around the chain and map macros for parallel gain, punch, grit, texture, and reverb. Save it as parallel warp, punch slash soul. CPU and stability guidance: texture mode can be CPU heavy. Once you like the result, freeze and flatten or resample the processed parallel to audio. That preserves the exact sound and frees CPU. When bouncing to audio, confirm the project tempo so clips stay coherent. Phase, mono, and low-end checklist before exporting: always high-pass the parallel between 40 and 80 Hz to protect the sub. If your main kick occupies 50 to 80 Hz, bias towards 60 to 80 Hz. Check in mono and invert phase occasionally to listen for thinning. If thin, nudge timing or adjust EQ. If you want a vintage sum feel, reduce width slightly to between 85 and 95% or use M/SEQ to remove side low end. Sidechaining and dynamic interaction prevent the parallel from fighting the kick by using soft sidechain compression on the parallel with the kick as trigger. Short attack and quick release clear space without killing punch. Alternatively, automate the parallel to duck when the main kick hits. Creative variations and small experiments: use tones mode for pitched grit on toms or melodic drum hits and transpose subtly by a few semitones for warmth. Try more than two slices, three or four short slices with different warp characters for evolving energy. Add a short, gated reverb to snare hits on the texture half for a retro DNB sound. EQ and frequency sculpting specifics: HBF, 40 to 80 Hz, 24 to 48 dB per octave, low mid body, 200 to 350 Hz, plus 0.5 to plus 2 dB wide Q. Presence, small boost at 3 to 7kHz if needed. If harsh, use a narrow cut at 2.5 to 5kHz. If you find phase dips at the crossover, try a narrow cut at the offending frequency instead of broad reductions. Compression recipes with stock devices: drum bus quick recipe, drive 1 to 5, character 4, frequency 120 to 180 Hz, transient plus 0 to plus 6, blue style parallel compression, ratio 6 to 10 to 1, attack 0 to 6 ms, release 100 to 250 ms, aim for 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Two-stage trick, light drum bus then a short attack compressor to retain snap. Resampling and stem export workflow. Resample your processed parallel to a new audio track while the project is at the intended export tempo. That preserves loop points. Export stems as 24-bit WAV with headroom. Include BPM in the file name, for example. 120 BPM parallel warp punch sold 24-bit.wav for DJ use. Also export a low-cut version with an HBF at 90 to 120 Hz so DJs can choose. Troubleshooting quick hits clicks at split edges. Add 2 to 8 ms clip fades. A natural timing after many edits. Consolidate the clip so live recalculates and freezes your edits. Mid buildup. Cut 300 to 600 Hz by 1 to 3 dB. Texture sounding thin. Increase grain size slightly and add a touch of reverb or echo. Practice drills. Drill A. Make 6 copies of a loop and nudge the kick by minus 2, minus 4, minus 6, minus 8, minus 10, minus 12 ms. A slash B them with the bass and pick the best. Drill B. Make 3 copies, beats only, texture only, and both layered. Toggle them in context to hear the effect. Drill C. Freeze and flatten your best parallel version and compare CPU and sound against the unfrozen version.